irresistible, two gray trunks rubbed each other with an evil speaking that no one had noticed by day. Piggy took the conch out of his hands. His voice was indignant. "I don't believe in no ghosts, ever!" Jack was up too, unaccountably angry. "Who cares what you believe, fatty?" "I got the conch." There was the sound of a brief tussle, and the conch moved to and fro. "You give me the conch back." Ralph pushed between them and got a thump on the chest. He wrestled the conch from someone and sat down breathlessly. "There's too much talk about ghosts. We ought to have left all this for daylight." A hushed and ominous voice broke in. "Perhaps that's what the beast is. A ghost." The assembly was shaken as by a wind. "There's too much talking out of turn," Ralph said, "because we can't have proper assemblies if you don't stick to the rules." He stopped again. The careful plan of this assembly had broken down. "What do you want me to say, then? I was wrong to call this assembly so late. We'll have a vote on them. On ghosts, I mean. And then go to the shelters because we're all tired. No, Jack, is it? Wait a minute. I'll say here and now that I don't believe in ghosts, or I don't think I do. But I don't like the thought of them. Not now, that is, in the dark. But we were going to decide what's what." He raised the conch for a moment. "Very well, then. I suppose what's what is whether there are ghosts or not." He thought for a moment, formulating the question. "Who thinks there may be ghosts?" For a long time there was silence, and no apparent movement. Then Ralph peered into the gloom and made out the hands. He spoke flatly. "I see.